So, COVID-19, COVID-19, that's the name of the coronavirus. Coronavirus is, everybody's concerned about it. And as a matter of fact, today is a call-in program. You want to know something about the virus? 434-1791. 434-1790. Call in. Any questions you have on concerns you have about the coronavirus, what to do, what's about. You know, we have never had control over viruses. Yes, bacteria. Thanks to Mr. Fleming, Dr. Fleming, actually. Yeah, 1940. He discovered penicillin. So we can attack and kill bacteria with viruses? Nah. We'll talk about viruses there. You can call him. 434-1790-434-1791. Red Hot Chili Pepper Day. That was Rock My Baby. Introduction right now. We're going out now to snow. Hey, yo, baby. And we'll be right back.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life. When I sit alone, come get a little known. But I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky. And I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on. All my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. I got your hey, oh. Now listen. The well once more, time to decide on when it's killing me. When will I really save all that I need to look inside? Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say. Oh, come back and hey. I know the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa.
People need the cover of another perfect wonder where it's so white as snow. Finally divided by a world so undecided, and there's nowhere to go.
Track.
be where all my tracks will be concealed, and there's no
Chili Pepper. The Virus says, guys, don't forget 434-1791, 434-1790. You call if you got a question or two about this coronavirus. You know, there's a pattern going on here. In 2003, guys, SARS, SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, really affected a lot of people. And that one came from China. Coronavirus there, you know. Then 2012, MERS, or M-E-R-S, Mediterranean Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. That from Saudi Arabia, same thing, coronavirus. And now we got COVID-19, coronavirus again. But the thing is, this virus is a single-stranded RNA virus, and it's big. It's one of the biggest RNA viruses out there. So its ability to mutate is extremely large compared to others. You may have heard about anthrax and all these type of things. But, you know, people talk about, I'm just saying that we have to be open-minded and think about this whole thing. Because why is this virus in this day with all this high tech we have? Why is this virus repeating itself over and over and over again? You know, you heard about the NBC, right? Not NBC News. You heard about nuclear, biological, and chemical. Those are means of, or weapons of mass destruction can be used in that way. And we could go back in history and talk about a lot of stuff. But I'm just saying we should be very open-minded about this thing. Because I'm concerned about China. I'm really concerned. In the 16th of December 2019, they discovered this stuff. And they didn't really, they held it as a secret. And they did not speak to the WHO about that virus and what's going on in Wuhan, China, in the Hubei province until the 31st of December. Meanwhile, you're going for a delegation. You send delegates to the White House to shake folks' hands over there. It's very serious stuff. Why would you do that? But viruses, man, we've not been able to come to them. 434-1791, 434-1790. We got a caller.
Good morning, Dr. Sparman.
Morning.
How are you?
Not bad. I hope you're having a good Saturday.
No, I got a bit offset this morning, right?
Why?
But I just decided to talk to you.
Yeah, please.
All right. I want to know something. I mean to say, you have the patients recovering from this coronavirus, right?
Yeah.
So what medication do you use?
You see, that's a very interesting question that you came up with there. Because viruses, we've never been able to conquer them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are two types. There's the envelope virus, and then there's the one that's non-enveloped, not covered. But it's a genetic material normally. They put that, they get that, in, especially ones who are non-enveloped. They take that, they come in, take the genetic material, go into your cells, and guess what they do? They tell the cell what to do to make them, make more of them, and that's how they affect us. But the thing is with bacteria, We're able to, because they have a nice cell wall, we're able to destroy them. But viruses like herpes, people get herpes, they ain't going nowhere. You get some medicines, you suppress the stuff, but it goes into your nerves, hangs out, come back out. HIV, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Suppress the stuff, you can't get rid of it. How about human papillomavirus? The one that affects a lot of people. Cervical cancer and all that. You can't kill these things. Mm-hmm. Because it's small genetic material that hangs out in your body. All right, good. So this coronavirus, they ain't even got a vaccine for it.
Are they?
And then not only that, they ain't even know much about this thing because the thing changed up its form. You may have heard me say 2003 it came in one form, 2012 it came in a second form, and now it come like this, baffling the entire world. No, you got, we don't want no panic right now. Mm-hmm. But we got to understand and be open-minded and realize what's going on here. Is it something that we don't know about? But yes, the only way you could really control this thing is by trying to prevent it spreading from one person to the next. And that is why washing of hands, wearing gloves, wearing masks, and all these things, it's really crazy out there. So,
But Mr. Dr. Sparman, if you even put on gloves, you're still going to touch some parts of your body because where you're going, them gloves has made your hands sweat and the bacteria is still in being.
You see that? You see, you're thinking. Because remember, how many of us, tell me, you sit down and think about yourself. How many times do you touch your face on a daily basis?
A lot of times.
Well, there you go. All of us, you're touching your makeup. You're touching your eyes, you're touching your nose, and this stuff, your face gets a little sweaty, you got to put a little brushing on there and stuff like that. So it means how you get this virus, through your nostril ear drops, or through your mouth, or through the eye drops, through your eyes. So this thing here, it's crazy out there. We don't want it on our shores. We don't want it on our shores.
By me to say, okay, then discharge the patient from the hospital, but that boy was still in their body. So when they go in contact with other person, they will still infect the other person. Well, the boy was still in the body.
Well, that's true. But the thing is, though, a lot of these viruses, the body is able to contain them. Some stay in, like we said, herpes and HIV and so forth. But this virus, the scientists are still working overnight to try to figure out what's going on with this virus, because a lot of times, like the flu virus, it'll come into your body, do its damage, and then the body just build an immune system. That's where you get fever. That's where you get chills and all that stuff. It's the body trying to fight, get cells to go and destroy them, contain them, and then they go on to the next person. You see what I mean? But basically, real viruses, hard to treat. What we got to do is prevent them spreading so that we can contain them. And thank you for calling. Hello, somebody in the air.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Sparman. Yeah, please.
I want to ask three questions.
Please.
The tablet called Atovastatin. And Vantam, what is the purpose of them or the cause?
Well, you use Vantam?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What do you use it for?
You see, that is the problem. But I hear it for prostate.
Vantam. Because, they have different names for various types of drugs that we use. Like, for instance, Flomax. Flomax got a different name. It really depends on the company that made them. And then also you have Proscar and all these types. You got an enlarged prostate?
Well, that's the point. The doctor do the prostate, but she didn't see nothing.
Well, yeah, you got to ask him, man. Long ago, we go into doctors and they give this all kind of medicine. Listen, Barbados and people all across the world, please, you go to your doctor and you give your medicines. Find out what is it for and Google it and to find out what is he treating, because it's not fair. A man come into you got some issues with urination or whatever it is. You check him out, you say, hey, go take this tablet. No, you have a gentleman right now. Sorry, I apologize on behalf of the doctor, whoever you went to. Really, he should tell you exactly why you're taking it. Is it because your prostate is enlarged? Is it because you got prostatic cancer? We don't know. Please, make an appointment with him and go and ask him what is he treating, okay? God bless you. Hello, you on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Dr. Sparman.
Yes, please talk to me.
Yeah, I just called in about the coronavirus.
Mm.
And I wanted to find out what the similarities with SARS, the other illness that I had that was averse before.
Uh-huh.
And if the same defensive mechanisms should be put in place in terms of combating the disease.
Yeah, very good question. Yes, in SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, what happened is that they tried to prevent the spread of the thing because they had no vaccine for it then. They had no cure for it, really. Just contain it. Hey, if you can prevent this thing from going from one person to the next, it means that you have control. And then eventually what the virus would do is just leave. And the body would contain and kill whatever. Hey, we were well made. So what we're trying to do with this virus, even though we don't have a vaccine, they're working together and all that stuff, is to allow the body to try to contain it and prevent it from damaging your respiratory system. That's what they go for. They go to knock out the respiratory system. So in 2003 and 2012, they did not do anything to cure nothing. They didn't do anything to really combat it. What they try to do is prevent the spread from person to person. And that's what we're trying to do right now. If we can prevent it from spreading all over the place, then the pandemic we can avoid. But okay. Man, I'm telling you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to see what you call persons.
Yes, but yeah, so what happened though, I must say, sir, is that there's a mutation. Remember I mentioned earlier, it's a large, one of the largest RNA viruses, single-stranded. And because it has so many points, it can mutate and change the different format. So every time it comes, when it came at SARS, was one form. Came a different form as MERS, the Middle Eastern respiratory virus. And now, COVID-19, here you go, different form. Thank you, sir, for calling. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Dr. Sparman.
Yeah.
How are you?
Not bad. Yourself?
You don't recognize my voice because I have a little bit of a cold.
Trying to remember. But anyway, keep talking.
It's Miss P.
Oh, hi. Anyway. How are you doing, Miss P? Hello. It's a long time I speak to you, girl.
I know. I still have
you're
to
doing good? You're still
you
you're doing exercising and doing all that stuff like you showed me years ago?
Yeah. But to tell you the truth, I'm no longer in the senior game, so I'm just relaxing and not doing all those exercises
anymore.
Oh,
okay.
I've reached a certain age, you know, and, you're a kid. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy belated birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyways, my question to you is, it's not even a question, it's an opinion.
Please.
I suspect this coronavirus is a man-made disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like was earlier stated, NBC is not created by nature, that's for sure. I believe it's a man-made disease that backfired on its creators and spread before they were ready to contaminate certain parts of this world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel. So I'm not too worried about it here in Barbados. I know special precautions are being taken.
Yeah.
I have other things to worry about, and I will focus on those things. But it won't be on the coronavirus.
Good.
I think we've got it under control here for now, and I don't think it's going to last much longer.
I really appreciate that, what you just said. And I really have to side with you on that because, I think we should be open-minded about this stuff. You may have heard about the Tuskegee experiment that happened in 1932 to 1979 in the United States. You remember when they gave all those black fellas
syphilis.
They give them syphilis. And listen, hear the part about that. The part about that is that, penicillin by Dr. Ian Fleming was discovered in 1940. That is why we don't have big plagues like the bubonic plague that happened 1347 and killed over 100 million people. And then the Spanish flu that killed another 100 million people in the UK. I mean, all those things happened because there was bacteria. We didn't have nothing. Penicillin, we discovered from Ian Fleming. the cure for it, and since then we've been able to knock bacteria off the face. Good, fine. You get a cold, we can knock it out if it's bacteria related. But viruses, we have not been able to do it. And you think about the Tuskegee experiment when they gave all those guys that stuff. And 1940, it's from 1932 to 1979 was the experiment. They didn't give these guys that penicillin that could cure all of them. That's why I'm happy that President Clinton in 1997 came out and gave a formal apology to what happened to those guys. I apologize. Exactly. And yeah, I apologize in regards to my colleagues, because my colleagues were responsible for that. Doctors there in the U.S., yeah, the one were doing it, they were deliberate, and I'm really ashamed that they would do something like that. Well, but anyway,
there was a reason for that, and there's a reason for this, but yeah, that too shall pass.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to know that you're not only a doctor, you're a scientist, and you're a critical thinker, and we need more critical thinkers in this world today.
Yes, Miss P, thank you, and open-minded people. God bless you, and may you have a nice Saturday. And the next time I see you, well, you and dancing, I'm going to dance for you. I'll do the moonwalk for you.
Dr. Farman, hey. All I want you to do for me
What's
is
that?
Give me a big hug and kiss.
Ah, goodness. That's I got lots of that, man. A big bear hug. May you have a good day. Yeah, we got this is the last caller here right now before we get out of here. Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dr. Farman.
Morning.
I call in for you to give me advice.
Please.
I am a diabetic.
Okay.
But I find now that my urine is coming faster than usual. Sometimes if I feel that I want to do it and I don't get to the bathroom in time, it run down my leg.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if you could assist me with that.
Yeah, most times when that happens, it's because your sugar is not under control. Because if you have a high level of blood sugar, guess what happens? The body says, hey, man, this is too much sugar here. And the way to get rid of it is through the kidneys. So it will try to, you urinate to get rid of it. Urinate. The body, God made us so well that we so, that's why you see, I can't imagine when you think about the body, how people could not believe in the Heavenly Father. But listen, well done, it's just the kidney just say, hey, come on, let me go into overdrive and try to get it. So what you got to do now is try to get your doctor to help you to control your sugar more. Try to watch what you eat. Eat a lot of, you know, vegetables and so. I know it's hard, but me, I tell my friends and my family, if I have to eat grass and drink water, I will to keep good health. So try to keep your sugar down. Try your best. And I tell you right now, that urination, you're going to have better control. Thanks for calling.
Separate my side.
Don't let me down. I gotta come in here. Hello, wait, I'm on the air? Is somebody in the air right now? No, okay, good. Listen, guys, yeah, so the virus, man, the coronavirus, please, you know, don't panic or anything. But, you know, it wouldn't hurt at least to have some gloves and you know, a little bit of masks and so forth. But just remember, we can't cure this stuff. What are we going to do? It's to prevent the spread of this stuff. Barbados is well prepared. We got Paragon right now and another place we're preparing right now. Dr. George is heading this stuff. And the Minister of Health, and all of that. We're all on board trying to make sure nobody's positive here in this country so far. And we're trying to control. Don't forget the difference between quarantine. It's just if you were exposed one way or the other, they try to keep you 14 days. And if you prove negative, because the test is on board, we got a test right now in this country. So if you're negative, then you're released. But if you become positive, they're going to isolate you. So that's different. Isolation versus quarantine. But we got things in place for this stuff. Don't panic, guys. But just always, even in the flu, influenza virus, the effect, 80% is by the influenza virus. And do you know that that coronavirus causes 20% of flus? Yeah. So you see, this thing is everywhere, ubiquitous. But it's the bad one when it switch gear and become unknown. And the unknown is always an entity that baffles us. So, washing hands and so forth, even as you do to prevent, spreading the flu virus and stuff like that. Just get in the habit of always washing your hands and minimizing the touching of your face and so forth. Guys, you know, it's almost getting to the end of the time right now. One thing with these calling programs, you know, we don't, you don't get anywhere. But anyway, it's Saturday. Tonight is a big night. We got a big fight tonight, guys. Fury versus Wilder. Man, you know, this is one fight you don't know. A guy that could go 12 rounds? Unanimous decision? Or can it be a big night's out? Wilder says, listen, don't blink. I love you guys, as always. And I'm excited about this day because I can't wait for what's going on tonight. I love you. Say hi to somebody on the other side. Go help an old lady walk across the road. Do something good today. Take a little breadfruit to, you know, your neighbor next door. And don't forget, Larry talking about soup. Make some soup and take it to your neighbor. Yeah, they may not have, they need it. A little bit of dumpling, a little bit of, you know, fish. He talking about all kind of stuff. I heard him. But what about the fish head? You guys don't know what boiling that fish head and making a nice soup? Shoot. God bless you. And I'll see you next week.
Don't let me down.
Don't forget Valdeen. I didn't forget you, girl. May you have a good day. Shout out to you, girl. And I'll see you guys next week.
She does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does. She does. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. I'm in love for the first. Really done me. Oh, she done me.